The Taliban says it's ready to free an American POW in exchange for five of their senior operatives held at Guantanamo. The U.S. prisoner is Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He's been a prisoner of war for nearly 4 years. He's the only known U.S. POW from the Afghan War. Bergdahl is from Haley, Idaho, and Jessica Robinson of Public Radio's Northwest News Network is headed there today for events marking the fourth anniversary of his capture. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you.
Jessica, let's talk about the capture of Bo Bergdahl. This was back on June 30th, 2009. I gather there are conflicting accounts of what happened.
There are. It's not exactly clear. What's known is that after a guard shift, he went missing. And so far, the military hasn't indicated what happened and only says that the investigation is ongoing and that that's all to be figured out after he comes home.
Where is Bo Bergdahl believed to be held?
Well, it's believed that he's now being held by the Haqqani network over across the Pakistani border.
Jessica, I want to play a little bit of tape here. This is a message sent by Bo Bergdahl's parents back in March on their son's birthday.
Happy birthday, Bo Bergdahl.
You're 27 years old today, if you forgot.
And we're hearing Bob and Jannie Bergdahl. They're, of course, assuming their son would hear that message. And let's listen to a little bit more from the dad.
You will come home. If you can hear this, rest assured, we are doing everything we can to bring you home. God bless you, my son. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of God be upon you, my son. Taso sangaye, sma, zoi, jingabande amerikai, Afghanistan ki. It should not surprise you that your father is speaking Pashto, however poorly.
It's fascinating to listen to that. It sounds like the dad has immersed himself in the culture and language of Afghanistan.
He has. He's trying to learn the language. He's studying Pashtun culture. He sees it as a connection to the life that his son has been leading in the last 4 years. Of course, little is known about what Bo's life has been like, except a few propaganda videos that have been released by the Taliban. Bo's father released a video about a year ago where he made an appeal directly to Bo's captors and spoke to them in Pashto and asked them to take care of his son, because he knows that while the Haqqani network is keeping his son captive, they're also the ones keeping him alive.
And is there any information about Bo Bergdahl's condition?
He appears to be well. There have been some indications from the Taliban of that anyway. He's appeared in videos looking thin and somewhat scared. Earlier this month, Bo's parents received a handwritten letter from Bo. It was relayed through the Red Cross, and it seemed to be heavily scripted by Bo's captors, but it did indicate that Bo was at least safe.
Jessica, you've spent time over these years in Haley, Idaho. What do people there tell you about the kind of young man Bo Bergdahl is and what his interests have been?
The word that comes to mind is unconventional. Bo wasn't exactly the typical profile of someone who joins the military. He didn't come from a military family. He grew up down a dirt road in a canyon outside of Haley, off the grid for part of his growing up. And he seemed to be interested in traveling. He rode his bike long distances. He's described as very adventurous, but at the same time also very quiet and thoughtful.
And also, I've read, he was a ballet dancer.
He was a ballet dancer. I believe he danced in the Nutcracker. And 2 years ago, when I first came to Haley to talk to people who know him, they were very reluctant to say much about him. I reached out to his dance teacher, and she declined to comment because at that point, people in Haley knew that anything they said could be possibly used against him, and they were reluctant to put it out there that he had danced because they didn't know how that would make him perceived by his captors. Since then, Haley has opened up a lot, and they've followed the lead of the parents who have been talking more about their son and trying to get his name out there more.
That's Jessica Robinson with Public Radio's Northwest News Network. Jessica, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.